Welcome to the Mickelson Twins Podcast, hosted by none other than Rasmus and Christian Mickelson, twin brothers who refuse to accept the traditional 9-to-5 job life and have achieved financial freedom through the power of online business. If you want to learn how to create passive income online so you can travel the world and experience all the great things life has to offer, make sure to subscribe to the Mickelson Twins Podcast and YouTube channel for more good shit. Enjoy.
Do you want to learn how to write outlines for your writer so you can get the best books possible?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. So watch this video. Let's get started. All right, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
All right, what's this video about? So in this video, we're going to show you guys how we write the outlines for our writers.
Oh, yeah. There was some other guy that was saying they wanted us to do a video about that.
And I think it is a good video to make because it's good information to have.
And it's crazy important.
It is very important. So what I just did, I went through my eWriter Solutions history and I found two outlines that I'd written. So one was a cryptocurrency outline. And the other one was a keto outline. So this was my cryptocurrency outline. It's 783 words long. So yeah, something like 500 to 1,000 word long outlines is normally, you can make it pretty detailed. Obviously, the more detailed, the better. But you're just gonna talk about what you want in your book. And how do you know what you want in your book? You're gonna have to do some research.
Some people think
you don't have to do anything and you can make a lot of money. That does not exist, except for cryptos. The only thing you have to do, you can make a lot of money without doing anything. That could be for another video.
You literally have to do the work, and this is as good as it's gonna get. Mm-hmm. Showing you the exact outline Christian wrote.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's true.
Yeah. So what I like to do, I'll start off an outline. Well, I'll start by researching the book that's doing the best in the niche I want to publish in. So, for example, here, crypto, I put a link to it. I said, this was the book. This book at the time had a sales rank.
Like 1,000 or 2,000?
I think it was under 1,000 at some point, selling like hundreds of copies. So 14,000 is still phenomenal rank, but maybe like 5 to 10 a day, 20 a day.
Alan T. Norman.
Yeah, raking in the cash.
We could know who he is.
Yeah, he could be a friend of ours.
Yeah, well, he could be.
But he's definitely self-published.
Yeah.
So this dude, like, read the bio. What is this?
He's a proud, savvy, ethical hacker from San Francisco City. First of all, it's not city.
Like the what? I mean, San Francisco is a city.
That's the most cliche author bio.
Oh yeah, from Stanford.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. The point is, this guy's clearly self-published, but he made a banger of a book. This was a home run.
He was making thousands. No, I bet he was making
10K, over, right? 10K a month from one book.
Yeah,
I bet.
Honestly.
Back in the day, now crypto is kind of dead of a niche.
It still does well. You're right, not 10,000.
Yeah, now it probably makes 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
5,000, I would guess.
Anyway, what you would do, so this book is killing it. So I would look like, why is he killing it? Is he a great cover, description, all that title. But a lot of it also has to do with its quality book.
That's why it keeps selling.
Yeah. I also noticed it's like 163 pages. That's probably like 30,000 words. So 30,000 words is a great length because that's long and that's like the size of a legit book.
Right. We say 20,000, which I still would suggest. Mm-hmm. 30,000 is better, but it's more expensive.
50,000.
20,000 cuts it. You know?
50,000 would probably be the best, but that's just too expensive. That's way too expensive. Don't do that.
I don't think it's the most cost efficient. You'd rather have two books out of 25,000. Yeah. That will make you more money than one book of 50,000.
Most likely, yeah. Uh-huh. So look at the table of contents, read through it, be like, okay, this looks good. I like this. Mm-hmm. And try and take that. You could tell them, use this book as inspiration. Don't copy it. Use it as inspiration is what we would say. Mm-hmm. And that made it sound like I'm trying to tell them to copy it. That's not what I mean. I mean, actually, use it as inspiration.
Literally don't copy it.
Do not copy it. Use it as inspiration. So then you kind of write out what you're looking for. You can see what I did.
You can see here, he says, talk about analyze the price charts. That was included in that book, which is why he wrote to include it in this book as well.
Yeah.
Bitcoin versus altcoins.
Mining. I think I noticed the book was missing. It said how to start a cryptocurrency wallet, but it didn't go into like specifics, like an exact website to have a crypto wallet in, exact exchanges to get started in. So I wrote that in. Just read through it. Look at the things I write are a little strange sometimes.
Okay.
But in the end, teach the writer how to actually make money, because that's what this book is about. It's not just a guide to cryptos. It's a guide to investing and trading and how to make money.
And
so, like I said, this is so important because this is why they bought the book. They want to learn how to make money. You want to solve the problem that they're buying the book for.
You can't just come out with a book because you want to make money. You have to come out with a book that's actually
value.
Truly useful.
Uh-huh.
So, like, truly useful to them buying it.
Exactly. Then I also provided a link to a cryptocurrency website that I found that had a bunch of good information. So do that. Find sources that you like and show it to them. Like, use this, because sometimes the research can be not that great. I also wrote, like, I want a crypto expert on this. They probably don't have a crypto expert on their team, but someone who Brandon thinks would do well with the crypto book. Mm-hmm. So that's what that looked like. And then my keto guide.
And Brandon's that good that he would do that for
you. Yeah, he would do that for you. He would assign the best writer for your book.
Oh, do you want to look at the one-star review thing?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Look at the one-star reviews that a book receives. So go down here. And then these reviews are like a good indication of what gave it bad reviews. Clearly, that you could see why it got a bad review. This guy didn't really elaborate. Worst
poorly
book
written.
Ever.
I mean, twice it now says poorly written.
Yeah,
that's so, like we said in the other video.
Yeah,
if there's grammar mistakes, spelling mistakes,
these are all things that
that's
if it has, you'll get one star review, and one star reviews are what will kill your book.
Mm-hmm.
If you never got one star reviews in Amazon,
wow,
we'd be making so much money, everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, but one star reviews happen.
So that's the point of spending all this time. If
yeah,
you have
exactly.
Book,
so
to avoid one star reviews
and have sustainable books. That's what it's all about. So you want to avoid one star reviews. Sometimes you can't avoid them. You could have an amazing book. They'll still leave it. And it pisses me off.
Yeah.
But you got to do the best you can to
avoid
them. You
got to minimize the amount of one-star reviews.
Look through these one-star reviews. We can only show you how to do it. Otherwise, you got to do the rest and actually do the research yourself.
I don't know what more we can really do for you at this point.
Yeah.
You have everything you need.
Yeah. So then we'll go quick through the keto guide that I wrote.
If this isn't enough, do you have to...
Keto outline.
Hire someone to do this shit for you. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got to do the work yourself.
Yeah.
Now we're just repeating ourselves.
Yeah, but it's important.
Important.
Okay. So this one is 965 words long. Again, long, detailed. It could be more detailed, but I felt this was sufficient. So this was a 30,000 long word book. I did it 30,000.
Can I say something?
What?
Like, if you guys are wondering why we've done so well at Kindle Publishing, look at the time and effort that's being put into writing these outlines.
Yeah.
Do the same thing, and then you can kind of complain that whatever, you're not doing as well.
The longer I'm in this business, the longer I realize you can't cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut corners, you don't get to where you want to be. Don't cut corners. Produce quality books. So here, I want a 30,000 long word book. I was just explaining how first 20,000 words I want to be a keto guide, the last 10,000 a keto cookbook. Then kind of covers two, it reaches two separate audiences. And brings them together.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Keto guide. People want a keto guide. People want a keto cookbook. And they're all going to get into here.
Come together.
Exactly. Double the reach. Double the audience. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I was telling about how one thing that pisses me off about some ghostwriting companies, well, just writers in general. So they have to write 20,000 words on something. And instead of writing 20,000 words of, you know, unique original material, they just say the same shit over and over. That's a garbage book. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is this what you wrote right here?
Yeah. This is one thing I see so much all the time for ghostwriting companies, and it bothers me.
He literally wrote this to the writer.
A book, let's see. Yeah, a book will have so much repeating and redundant information. And people hate it, and it's just bad all around. I had to get that out of the way.
You kind of got to be tough on the writers sometimes. You got to tell them this stuff because they will repeat and give you.
Yeah, tell them what you. It's not like this has to be some professionally read out thing. Just write, get things off your chest. Tell them how you want things. Tell them what you don't want.
Say it how it is.
I don't want repeating information. I don't want general information. I want specifics. I want good shit.
This is what we mean. If you just order a book and you don't write an outline, saying these sort of things, they're just gonna give you some.
Exactly. Then they will repeat information. Yeah. They will put in general information, and you can avoid it for the most part by doing it like this. So talk about chapter one. I talk about ketogenic diet, what it is. Then next, keto shopping list, meal plan. How it works, why it works, benefits, the science behind it all. So these are all things that I found from my research that would make a good keto diet guide.
Is there much more to say here?
Let me set
a whole lot.
I mean, yeah, you could pause the video, read what I wrote if you're curious. Then I also found some exact recipes I wanted. Like, I'm just showing, like, this is the kind of detail and time that I take to write out these outlines.
And that's why they turn out so high quality.
Yeah, and that they sell for a lot. Like, I'll say, this book made me a lot of money. And always finish off with some words of encouragement.
Let's see, what did you write here?
I wrote, I think this should be enough of an outline to create something really good. I'm excited to see what this becomes. You know,
when
this together to create this fire-ass book. Otherwise, I think that's what there is to talk about, right?
Yeah, that covered all of it.
Yeah.
They got plenty to work with at this point.
All right. So that's that. That's how you write your outlines for your books. Oh, also, TWINS10, coupon code, ERIDER Solutions. If you want to order a book, I would definitely do that. That's our coupon. Yeah, 10% off.
Right. Where is it? Is it right there?
Well, where are
you? Oh, shit. We're in the corner.
It's
on the big screen now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's somewhere up there. There it is. In the corner. Yeah. TWINS10, order a book, get started, make some money, and that's that.
Leave a like, subscribe to this channel if you want more videos about Kindle publishing, making money online.
You need to show me how to add that subscribe animation.
Okay, there it is.
Oh shit, you did that?
I did that right now.
I probably edited the video, so I probably put it there.
But I showed you how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
See you in the next video.
All right. See ya. Do the outro thing.
That?
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mickelson Twins Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Mickelson Twins YouTube channel for more videos that will help you achieve financial freedom and change your life.